right now on VFN TV. You've seen her on different news commentator spots and all that, but we're going to hear the true story about Star Parker, because Star Parker's story is really our story. Also, we're going to have some success secrets, some VFNKB success secrets that are going to encourage you, you know, from Jack Ma. We're also going to have some success secrets from Steve Harvey. We have so many good things in store for you. And if we make it, we're going to have testimonies from the NFL players at the Super Bowl, how they see Jesus. That's right, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
We are always so encouraged to be here with you and just to talk, and we love our community. We love our tribe
that's coming together,
and God has been speaking to us about you, actually, when you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, Pat Hamilton is always behind the scenes, but God specifically spoke to him just this last week about you. God is bringing us all together. You know, although we're very large around the world, but we're together as a way to connect and become a part of the community. And you can do that by going to VFNKB.com and joining the community. Just sign up. But also the Lord has been speaking to you just recently about,
yes,
and there's ladies out there right now that they're looking to connect and to just network and be a part of a family that cares about them, that inspires them, right?
Absolutely. Organizations, yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we want to speak directly to you. If we can help you, encourage you, and partner with you, coaching or anything, please feel free to give us a call. And many are already.
Yeah.
And so God speaking, we want to make sure we take action on what he's saying. It's very, very encouraging.
Yeah, we give a big shout out to our audience in Fort Walton. We just heard,
yes,
from one of our members out there in Fort Walton.
Yes, yes, we have. And
yes,
we're looking forward to getting together with you,
yeah,
and talking about all the wonderful things that God has put in your heart to do. And that's happened with a lot of people right,
yeah,
now. They're getting a lot of faith and encouragement because they want to step out, recognizing that the time is short, so I need,
yeah,
to take advantage,
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, and two, you know, we're fixing to get to Star Parker's story, but you have a story.
Yeah.
And God's beginning to stir things, you know, creative ideas and concepts and business concepts, and you may have that down, but you're thinking about, how do I do that? How do I have this entrepreneurial desire to bring this thing to pass, but I need the infrastructure. How do I bring, and that's one thing that we're able to do. We want to do it with,
yeah,
you. God wants you to be a success. His plan for you is to be success. His plans, he talks about in Jeremiah 29:11. So, you know, and this, what happens is we're better together when,
yeah,
those things happen. So join the community, join the tribe, go to VFNKB.com and sign up. Now listen, Star Parker, you see Star Parker out there all the time. She's a news commentator that comes and speaks and shares. But you know, her story really is our story.
Mm.
And maybe this is your story, and I want you to hear her story. It's a powerful one. She testifies before Congress, you know, about what's happening with the taking the lives of children. She testifies in, you know, a biblical worldview and different things. It's just a powerful thing. But you know what? It didn't start out that way.
Hmm.
As a matter of fact, I want you to hear, this is Star Parker's personal life story, and it might be yours. I know that it's ours. Check it out.
I was out of control. I just was doing whatever came. And my kid at that point was a few years old, and I mean, I was barely taking care of her.
Star Parker's reckless search for happiness would bring her to a breaking point and would dramatically change her. Star Parker entered her teen years in an America reeling from the racial turmoil and sexual upheaval of the late 60s. Her love for excitement and risk easily led to a lifestyle of reckless decisions.
I love life and I like freedom. I would go to school all day and then sneak out at night, and we would go break and enter people's homes, and we would go get in a lot of fights. Finally, it escalated to one of my really close associates at that time wanted to rob a store. He's like, run, run. And the store owner, you know, started yelling and screaming. That's when I first thought, wow, there's something wrong with what we're doing, and we could actually end up dead. And so that's when I started running. And it was my first experience with feeling that I am really going down a path of no return. I'd hang out at Venice Beach, I'd hang out in clubs and take a lot of drugs, and I kept getting pregnant, and then I would just have abortion, and then I'd get pregnant again. It was just like, this is, you know, crazy living. I didn't like the decisions I was making, but I didn't have any control over them, I felt. I just was doing whatever came.
After four abortions, Star decided to keep her next child. As a pregnant mom on welfare, she began to look for extra income.
I went into an advertising agency looking for money under the table. This particular agency was being run by three men. Good-looking men, I might add, and I thought, oh, I could work here. This would be great, because I was a party girl. And that's when they confronted me. They said they didn't pay under the table. They were legitimate businessmen. I'll never forget. I was very confronted to them. They were confronted back to me, and they finally told me my lifestyle was unacceptable. I couldn't work there, and I was really upset at this point. And so I asked them, unacceptable to who? And they said it was unacceptable to God. And I just stopped. I didn't know what to say. Up until that point, I never really thought about God. And I never really thought about God thinking about me.
When Star ended up alone in the hospital with an emergency C-section, she received an unexpected visitor.
Ken, who I'd met at the advertising agency, who had called me a couple of times during my pregnancy, to let me know that, you know, they were thinking about me. He came to the hospital. And I don't even know how he knew that I was at the hospital. And he's telling me that, you know, God loved me. And I told him that, you know, I don't know why I couldn't love myself. And he left, and I left, I went home. And I didn't change anything. I just kept partying and kept on welfare. And he kept calling. And then finally, I just went to church with him. Because I thought maybe what he was saying was true. Maybe God did love me. It seemed peaceful. It seemed controlled. I was out of control. And I never thought I wanted control. But when I saw that, I wanted it. I knew I'd sinned, but I think when it became crystal clear that I needed Christ, I had to be forgiven of something really deep, was when abortion was mentioned, because now we're talking the taking of a life. And that's when I realized that I really did need to be saved, because not just saved from, you know, hell. I needed to be saved from myself.
Star surrendered her life to Jesus Christ, and the difference in her quickly became evident.
Every time we would go to the Bible study or go to the church, he would bring forth a message from the scripture. There was something in there that would convict me somewhere else that maybe I thought or didn't think about at all. Before, I was out of control sexually because I had no reason to say no. Now I have reason to say no because the scripture says say no. I was still living on welfare, and that was just how I lived. And one day the preacher said, "What are you doing living on welfare?" I thought, what? How does he know I live on welfare? He said, the government is not your source. Turn in your Bible. And he had us turn. Sure enough, it said, and my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So I wrote my caseworker and told her to take my name off. God delivered me. He just really, really has recovered my life, that I'm confident in that if he would do it for me, he could do it for somebody else. You know, it's not just something that somebody told me and I'm kind of making it up as I go along. I can be confident in something that is eternal. His hand is a loving hand, and I just owe my life to him.
So awesome. That's wow. Star Parker. You see her on Fox News and different places talking, and she has her own channel, as a matter of fact, and we'll make that related to you. But in Star Parker, really, I mean, that could be, you know, I can relate to that story. And others I know that can relate to that story. And Pat Hamilton can really relate to that story. Right? No, seriously. And, you know, we want to hear about your story.
Yeah.
You know, everybody is told, that was, if you heard that, that's Pat Hamilton saying amen and pray. And so that We want to hear your story. You know, share in the community. You see right here how to do that. You know, down below there's the details of how to do that. You can just post it down below, or call us, or email us. But what's your the most powerful thing about you is first of all that God created you. He had a plan for you. And what's your story? Everybody has a story, right? And we shared ours at meetmyfather.org. We didn't share it all. Well, she did an excellent job.
We didn't have enough time to share it all.
No.
But we shared some. We shared some.
And you know, God didn't come to make bad people good. He came to make dead people alive. Mm. And that's so important because so many people are thinking, like Star did, that you know, God doesn't know I exist. Well, he created you. Yeah, he knows. And the enemy says that God doesn't love you. Of course he loves you so much that he gave his own son to die for you. So all those things that do disqualify us can be done away with. God can forgive us of that. And go to meetmyfather.org and just read up a little bit on us, just like you heard on Star. But share yours. We want to hear your story. As a matter of fact, post it below, call us, email it. We want to hear about your story, right?
That's powerful.
What's the next job?
Well, listen, when we get right back from this break, we're going to go to Jack Ma, the founder of Alibaba. It's the largest online retailer in the world, actually bigger than Amazon. And we have a special VFN KB success secret. You don't want to miss it.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Data Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. It's time for VFN KB Success Secrets. John, talk to us.
Yes, this is so exciting because so many people want to be successful, but you don't have a class. It's called success, right? Well, that's why we're sharing these VFN KB success secrets so you can take these and apply them. But one of the reasons people are not successful is because they think they have to be the smartest person in the room. And
right.
So they don't start anything.
We never had that issue.
No, we never have that problem.
We knew Pat was the smartest.
That's right.
Right?
We want you to listen and hear from Jack Ma, the founder of the largest online retailer, on what he had to share. Watch this.
Alibaba.
I was the first I know nothing about technology. I know nothing about management. I know nothing about, but the only thing is that you don't have to know a lot of things. You have to find the people who are smarter than you are. For so many years, I always try to find the people smarter than I am. And when you find so many smart people, my job is to make sure the smart people can work it together. And then if smart people can work it together, it's easier. The vision, they will believe. Because if stupid people can work it together easily, smart people can never work together.
That's so important, you know. It's like, you know, it's like somebody, you know, we don't talk about that, I guess. But as it, well, quote him, he says, stupid people can work good together.
Yeah.
But think about this. Talented people, when talented teams come together, gifted people come together, and so many gifted people, John, they struggle with the fact as well, you know, I know so much. And the thing about it is, you know, we know in part and we prophesy in
part.
That's
right.
You know, God can impart wisdom into your business. Like, so often you could just be, all you need is one nugget, one thing. And what happens when you come together with people that know things you don't know? I mean, President Ronald Reagan says, you can accomplish anything if you're willing to share the credit. And I think the big deal is people struggle with, well, you know, sharing the credit of what's going on, what's happening. So,
You need a synergy, you know. So it's not just about you having something to contribute.
Yeah.
It's something to contribute that's relevant, something that's just a piece that once you put what you know and the other person puts what they know and the other team members, if you're coming together with some synergy, then you can create something bigger and effective and fruitful.
And what makes that happen is have a clear vision
for
what's going on. You know, Habakkuk 2:2-3 says, write the vision, make it plain so that other people can run with it. Though it linger, wait for it, it will certainly come to pass. So if you want a team moving with you and you have this entrepreneurial idea, this concept, this business, ministry, whatever, you have to actually lay out vision. If you don't know where you're going, you know,
and don't expect anyone else to follow.
Right, to follow. But if they'll, and you want them to be in agreement with what your vision is.
Yeah.
But if you never share that, and some people are scared to share it, and it's like, no, it's God's gift to you. Share it. You know, share it, right?
Share it because, you know, you're the one that has it. They don't want to share it sometimes because they think someone's going to take it. Listen, if you're called to that vision,
right,
God's anointed you for that. Don't worry about someone taking it. Just do what God's called you to do. Get it out there.
And hopefully they'll take a piece of it and run with it and help it, you know, succeed. And that's what today is all about. We working together. It's the we. It's no longer this me generation. Yeah. It's the we. It's the tribe. It's the community. And part of success and what, you know, Jack's talking about here, the founder of Alibaba, which is a huge story in itself. We'll make hopefully that available to you on the VFN Torch, is that he was willing to get together with people that knew stuff he didn't know to do something that was inside him. You can have a vision that God gives you for a business or a ministry, but God will actually bring a team together of people that are going to fulfill that. You know, God gave a vision to Moses how to build the tabernacle. Mm. But Moses didn't build the tabernacle. He just shared the godly blueprints, the vision. And next thing, it was so awesome that God came, he heard so clearly the vision. People participated, you know, smart people. Mm-hmm. God gave them the smarts to do that. Then all of a sudden, you have this place where the creator of the universe says, I want to be a part of this.
I'm going to dwell here.
I'm going to dwell here. You know, that is called the Tabernacle of Moses.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I want to encourage you. We're about to go to a break just a moment, but I want to ask you a question, you know, about your success. You know, do you have a team? You know, we always talk about big teams take big, you know, big dreams. Big dreams take big teams. But who is on your team? If you're the smartest person on your team, that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's why we're here with VFNKB. A lot of times God will give you the inspiration and give you the desire, but you need the how-to. And so we can come together with coaching and training and all sorts of helps and resources to walk alongside of you so you can be effective and fruitful.
Yeah, we partner with those that are in the tribe, as you know, we want to see you. Your success is our success. We believe this.
Absolutely.
We believe that you're blessed to be a blessing. When you understand that, there's no limits because God wants to move resources to people who care about the community, who care about the nation, who care about your country, and who care about him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just powerful. So find out more VFNKB success secrets at VFNKB.com. John.
And we get right back from this break. We're going to have a special VFNKB success secret from Steve Harvey. Listen, it's effort plus commitment and dedication equals success. We're going to share more about that formula when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
One of the most delicate aspects of raising a teenager is figuring out what's worth a showdown and what isn't.
Dr. James Dobson for Family Talk.
Now, I remember talking to a waitress, a single mother, in a restaurant a few years ago. When she found out I was a psychologist, she began telling me about her 12-year-old daughter. "We fought tooth and nail for this entire year," she said. "It's been awful. We go at it every night, usually over the same issue." "What's that?" I asked. "Well, she's still a little girl, but she wants to shave her legs, and I feel she's too young. But she gets so angry, she won't even talk to me." I looked her in the eye and I said, "Lady, go buy your daughter a razor." That 12-year-old girl was paddling into a time of life that would rock her canoe good and hard. As a single parent, Mom would soon be trying to keep this rebellious teenager from getting into drugs, alcohol, sex, and pregnancy. Truly, there would be many ravenous alligators in her river within a year or two. In that setting, it seemed unwise to make a big deal over what was essentially a non-issue. I've seen other parents fight similar battles over what were really inconsequential issues. I urge you not to damage your friendship with your kids over behavior that has no great moral significance. There'll be plenty of real issues that require you to stand like a rock. Save your big guns for those crucial confrontations.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We have an awesome VFNKB success secret for you. It's from Paul Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
Steve. I always call him.
Well, Paul Harvey's a great
guy. Yeah, radio commentator. But Steve Harvey, you know, he's a comedian. He also has his own television show.
He's an entrepreneur.
Yeah, he's done really well. And I know that he specifically talks about, you know, skill set plus effort plus commitment equals success. And this is a success secret. As a matter of fact, let's hear from Steve Harvey now.
So when people try to figure out how to make $1 million, they have no idea how daunting that is. Because if you know how to make $1 million, you go make it tomorrow. But since you can't figure out how to $1 million idea, you go somewhere and sit down. That's the wrong approach. If you apply your gift, your God-given gift that he gave you, you have millions already at your disposal. If you break it down inch by inch into things essential, or the 10 by 10 theory, which is very simple. You don't need $1 million idea, you need a $10 idea. You need something that you do, your gift that God gave you, to make $10. That's all you got to be able to know. I don't care if it's cutting hair, cutting somebody's grass, washing somebody's car. I don't care if it's mowing somebody's lawn. I don't care if it's driving people to their destinations. I don't care if it's babysitting. I don't care if it's baking cookies or pie. You have some braiding somebody's hair. You have something that you can do so well that someone will give you $10 for it. Write my paper for me. Do this for me. Somebody give you $10 for it. Once they give you $10, all you got to do is whatever you did to get that 10, do it 10 more times. You now, my friend, have $100. You have $100 simply because you took a $10 idea and you did it 10 times. Well, guess what? If you take that $100 that you made since you've done it 10 times and you do it 10 more times, I got news for you, my friend. You now have $1,000. $1,000, you make $1,000. Guess what all you got to do? You got to multiply that effort again. Do whatever you did to do $1,000, do it 10 more times. My friend, you now have $10,000. You got $10,000 now. Imagine if you was making an extra $10,000 a month. Just imagine if you was making an extra $10,000 a month. That's $120,000 a year. But I got news for you, my friend. Whatever you did, whatever it took to make yourself $10,000, all you got to do is do it 10 more times. 10 more times, my friend, you now have $100,000. I got news for you now. If you can make $100,000, you're just a step away from being a millionaire, man. Because now you hire a few more people to help you out that you can do portions of what you do so you can duplicate that effort. And one more time, just one more time, do it 10 times. Man, that sounds hard. It is hard. But what else you got to do? What, you going to stop at the 100,000? All you got to do is duplicate your efforts by 10. You duplicate your efforts by 10, 10 times 100,000. Welcome to the club, my friends. You are now a millionaire. Congratulations. You became a millionaire with a $10 idea. So stop trying to, stop bogging yourself down trying to figure out how to make a million. Do what you can do to make $10. And then do the 10 by 10 theory. Inch by inch, anything's a cinch. Now here's the joyful part. Along the way, when you was down here making $20,000, but you did right here, and now all of a sudden you're making $30,000. Now you're making $100,000. But on the way to duplicating that times 10, you may stop along in here at $250,000. You can make it $250,000 a year. That's way better than that $20,000 you had when you started. So there's joy in the process. Your life is actually a lot richer at $250,000. It'll become even more richer at $500,000. It becomes even richer than that at $750,000, $750,000. If you don't get to the million, man, you're going to trip because you're making $900,000 a year? No, you're going to be happy. What, you don't make the million, so you only make $700,000 a year? You can't find happiness in $7,000? Something wrong with you, man. There's joy in the process. That's how you make $1 million.
This joy in the process. This is so important because it's a new day in the world. It's a new season. You're not limited to your neighborhood anymore. You're not limited to your community anymore. You're not limited to your state or your region. It's a global market. And so having your talent, whatever that is, hone it, sharpen it. You know, as iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens the other. Get involved with others that have a similar type of talent and understand you can multiply that thing.
Yes, you can. Listen, skill set plus effort plus commitment equals success. Do something lest you do nothing. Take that gift, take that talent, and put in the hard work. One of our other VFN KB success secrets is hard work works.
Yes.
You got to put in the effort and enjoy the process. We're living in a new economy, a new way of doing business, and it's never been more easier to get involved and to start something.
And there's one thing that our whole tribe, our community, and God is letting us know. He can prophetically move in that concept, that business, and show you how to multiply that 10 times. And we're coming to a close here, but we want to hear from you. What is that idea? What is your talent? What is your skill? And what you do is you want to be the one that does it like nobody else does it. Mm. And we want to hear about that. We want to hear, write us, you know, you see the details, how to reach us, comment below. We love the fact that we're all moving together. God's been speaking to us about our community and our tribe, and God has good plans in store. It's so exciting, and He wants you to be a success. And what was the formula again, he said?
Skill set plus effort plus commitment equals success.
Equals success. Hard work works. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we just thank you for our community right now. We just speak a blessing over our tribe. Right now, those that are watching as we speak, God, that you would encourage them, inspire them. Lord, let them know supernaturally that you want them to succeed, God, that you're into their success, God. We just speak blessings and prosperity and divine ideas and concepts. Lord, we ask you right now, Lord, that you would end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Chris, isn't abiding, spending time with the Lord, just an awesome thing?
Oh, it definitely is. And, abiding is something that's just totally changed my life. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a point in time that I didn't even think that I could hear from God. I didn't know that I could spend time with God and hear from Him. And it's just amazing. And I can't tell you how many times that through abiding that God spoke to me something that morning that I needed that day. That was something that came up that God spoke to me and to be able to encourage somebody else, or it was to help me through a particular situation that I was, you know, that God knew that I was going to run into that day.
It's like a chain link event where God gives you a rhema word for that, a living, active, breathing word. It blesses you.
Exactly.
But it blesses another person.
Yes.
Another person. It's living.
And oh, yeah. Yes. And it's just, you know, it just continues. It just keeps going and going, you know.
It's exciting, isn't
it? It's very exciting.
We can do this for the rest of our lives.
Yes, the rest of our lives. And it's just, you know, to be able to commune with the creator of the universe.
Awesome.
You know, and he speaks to you, and he speaks to you clearly.
Right.
And he speaks to you the way that you hear.
Right.
You know, because, you know, we don't all hear the same way, but,
right.
but God knows. You know, how to speak to us, and,
right.
and it's just awesome. It's just it's powerful. You know, it's life changing.
Yeah, when you abide with the Lord, like he talks about in John 15. You know, apart from abiding in Him, we can accomplish nothing. When we do that at the beginning of our day, the day is nothing but amen mm-hmm. instead of oh no,
mm-hmm.
because God's already spoken to us about our day. Maybe you're thinking, yeah, I want that life. I want to be able to abide with God. Listen, we have a simple plan available for you right now. It's free. All you have to do is go to iabide.org. That's iabide.org and request your free plan today. Listen, you're called. And by the way, you can't do anything outside of abiding with the Lord. That's iabide.org.